Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
In our Bible Principle segment, this is Scripture Spotlight, right? We are concluding our series now. Lesson 28 is where we add the new earth from ashes to glory. Mfundisi Matambo is going to be talking to us today as we begin our lesson on the ultimate happily ever after story, right? The new earth. We often talk about the end of the world with fear, with uncertainty. But for the believer, for you and I, my dear friend, and if you're not a believer, for what you could be having as a believer, the end of the world is simply the opening chapter of a much grander story. And one song, Seeking by the group Chrysalide, says, we will say glory when this world is on fire. This is being destroyed. Hey, I don't know. It's like I got some mixed sentiments about that. But the sentiments are clear. I think the impression is that's trying to be made is one that is quite clear, that hey, what is now is better off done. What is to be coming, what's next, that's what we really want to be looking forward to. So we're going to be looking today at the dramatic transition, how God moves from this world, right, the scars of sin that are scattered in the universe, to a perfection of a new creation. We're going to discuss why God chooses to rebuild on this planet rather than start somewhere else. I mean, surely you could just file 13 this one, couldn't he? We've got a pastor joining us on the line. Muruti, good morning to you and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, I'm all right, and yourself, Pastor, trusting that we find you well.
I'm good, Derek. We thank God that he's granting us life on a daily basis.
Indeed.
Thank you for that.
Indeed. And thank you for joining us. We truly appreciate your coming through. We are talking this idea of the happily ever after story. And the Bible ends with this idea of a new heaven, a new earth, that John says in chapter 21 of Revelations. How does Scripture define this new earth? Talk to us a bit about it and maybe whet our appetites a bit.
Okay. The new earth, if we are to summarize what it is, you know, there are many scriptural references to the new earth, and we can't be looking at all of them one by one. But to summarize, we can just say that it's this world made new again, according to Scripture. It's this old earth that has been cleansed to become new, and we find that in this new earth, the problems that this present earth has will not be there in the new earth. For instance, Revelation 21 has told us that in the new earth, quoting from verse 4, it says that there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So the new earth brings everything new, everything that is that we are experiencing today. Some of it will be completely gone, but life will continue in the new way. The challenge is we are trying to explain the new earth to people who have never lived in a perfect world.
Yes,
the world that Adam and Eve lived. But the new earth is going to be basically the same as what Adam and Eve experienced. So everything is new in that place.
Yeah,
that's how the Scripture describes the new earth.
Yeah. When we did our last session, Muruti, just trying to understand how God will end everything, quite a painful process. If you look at it from perhaps the ones being distracted, or for those viewing, you know, fire burning everything and so forth. One would wonder and ask a question, why doesn't God just do away with this earth and start a new creation? Because I'm sure he's got power. I mean, there are other planets in the world, perhaps with beings, but others without. Why doesn't he just build a new earth for us? He surely can do that. I mean, it took 7 days the last time, and he was trying to really doing it for the lesson part of it, not for the lack of power. He could snap his fingers for another earth. Why does he go through this work of creating a new one that almost, if not, in fact, that is exactly like this one, because it is this one?
Okay, if God does that, then there are things that will be left undone in this current world, in this current earth. if God has to create another earth and just transfers people from here to that new earth, then what happens to the things that will remain? You know, the problem of sin in this planet Earth mm-hmm. is not just affecting Earth.
Okay.
But it has actually contaminated the entire universe. There are other interested parties, not besides this Earth, who wants to see how things will finally unfold at the end, how sin is going to end. And I want to tell you, we have the devil here in this planet, mm-hmm. and his angels mm-hmm. here in this planet. So they must be cleansed. They must be cleared by fire. And even their monuments, their places where they hide, the cities where they stay, those things must be eradicated by fire.
Okay.
So that nothing will affect the entire universe. Mm. So God has to cleanse this world by fire, not by anything else. Last time it was water.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the antediluvian world, it was cleared by water.
Time. Yeah.
Yes, but the devil still remained existing. So and his places of hiding, the cities where he stays, I don't know if it's underground, maybe it's in the mountains, I don't know where he stays, but those places remained. So the next time God clears this world, it must be by fire. Fire does not leave anything. It makes sure that it eradicates everything. That's why, you know, when people want to truly restore something or completely page something out.
Yeah.
They use fire, not anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because fire makes everything completely to disappear. So we have the devil and his angels, they must be cleared. We have sin and sinners, they must be completely removed from this world.
Yeah.
So that's why the emphasis on fire and not anything else.
And I like the way you put it across, Moruti, because it suggests that, you know, repairing the world simply doesn't work anymore. The system is corrupt. And then even in the technical world, the computer world, there are some things that you cannot flush the system off. You must just do away with the whole system and start over fresh with a new one. And you made something that I want us maybe to just spend a second on. You made mention to how it will be back to the way Adam and Eve had the earth. And my question is more along those lines to say, what's the link, between restoration? Because that's what restoration means, trying to bring it back to its former glory, how it was meant to be. What's the link with that? And not perhaps God making a new approach altogether, different from what, because sometimes you get that in the technical world, like I said earlier on, where alpha system is different from beta system. What you started off with is not necessarily what you end up with, because you maybe realize some kinks and some problems, and then you realize actually we can build a better system. And surely God might have picked up, this is a challenge here. I mean, I'm reminded of in the technical world again, they say that AI, if you build AI and it becomes sentient, one of the things it will do if you ask it to help fix the earth is to get rid of people, because it says they are the problem, not the earth. They are the problem. They must be done away with. They are the virus that is killing the earth. Help us to say, but in God's world, he doesn't say let's remove human beings and start off with another breed of creation. He says let's restore and go back to Eden. Talk to us a bit about that.
Okay, I think for us to understand the new earth, we need to first go back to the first two chapters of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The first two chapters of the Bible tell us about the perfect earth as created by God, the original earth as created by God.
Yeah,
and God started with all other creations, all other creatures, then ended with human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So when human beings came into the world, they found everything that God had created as perfect as they were. Now, in terms of restoration now, we are beginning, God is beginning now, something that we are going to see. Last time he ended by creating human beings. This time he's going to start by recreating human beings so that they are going to fit into the perfect world that he's going to create.
Mm.
So we are to be restored to that identity of the new earth as it were at the beginning, because God created a perfect world. There was nothing that needed to be adjusted in that world. Mm. It was as perfect as God himself. Yes. So we need to be restored back to that one, not to be given another one or maybe another improvement that needs to be done. God simply needs to restore us back into that one because it was perfect. You know, when God was creating, it ended every time he finished his creation, whether it's an animals or what, it was good. Yeah. It was good. It was good. So in God's eyes, the first world was good. The original earth was good. And that's why he has to take us back to that one. Mm. There is no need of any improvement.
And maybe let's wrap it up like this then. If that's the case, you know, the world talks about cloud-based. Everyone is going digital these days. If you still have something that is physical, be it a book or whatever, you are still in the olden days. And it seems like the most advanced, which one would think is the world of God, is cloud-based. And when you talk heaven, everybody think we are living on the clouds playing harps, right? This idea says, though we might go to heaven, it's a short-lived experience. Life actually is physicality based here on earth. And this is central to the very gospel we believe in. Talk to us about why that is key, this idea that we won't be in a cloud for forever. We will come back to physical ground with physical human beings.
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be from the beginning. We were supposed to live on this planet Earth forever.
Yeah.
And because of sin, God is going to transfer us temporarily to heaven so that he deals with this planet Earth, cleanses it with fire, then brings us back to this planet Earth to enjoy life as Adam and Eve were supposed to enjoy it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So we are going to come back to this planet Earth and stay forever after God has cleansed it with fire. So this is where we belong. We belong to planet Earth, and that's where we should spend our life in. If we had not sinned, Adam and Eve would still be with us today in this very planet. But because of sin, there is death and many things happening. But we need to come back to this planet Earth and live forever, where there won't be any death and anything. So this is where we belong.
Yeah, a fascinating concept. And others, we were hoping for something better. But I guess the best is this what we already possess? Maybe a different form of it, but it is life right here on earth. And I think we sometimes might feel like that's getting the short end of the stick, but I think we haven't comprehended fully what the Edenic home was about, right? And that we think elsewhere is much better than this. And I guess wait and see. And the Bible testifies, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has in store for us. May we make it there. Muruti, thank you so much for your time. Any closing remarks as we wrap up today's session?
I just want to say that most people think that the new earth is a spiritual world, but it's not. Mm. It's a real place with real people, with bodies, and brains, where people can see, hear, touch, taste, smell. It's a real world.
Yeah.
We are going to be in a real world. And I want to invite every one of us that let's make a date and meet in that new earth.
Mm. Let's make a date and meet in the new earth. Thank you, Pastor. And may God bless you until we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Furthest Matambo sharing with us this morning as we are conversing around this very important subject, understanding the new earth from ashes to glory. It's a happily ever after conversation. And the question is, will you be making it there? Are you going to be found with the new bodies, the incorruptible bodies we were sharing with in our previous series, being found on that world where you will be living with Christ forevermore? That's the question we need you to answer. What's your take on this idea of the new earth? Share your thoughts, your comments. We want to hear from you.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.